I was just wondering, you know, it was a little strange. I pointed out that Priskov said that basically there are two dinim melicha. There's one which is a mitzvah saseh, which applies to all korbanos, and secondly, there's a separate dinim mincha, which is likuva, which is part of the seder mincha and part of the gufa mincha. And lechela, emphasis in the psukim are very interesting. What?
You? I was there too.
You what?
Rabbi, his shir today, Rabbi Ozer said his shir was he started with his brisker rav and
the sukkim.
Okay, good. So it's not ken goyse, you know. It's not ken goyse zachim. I just in Rambam, I'm important. Not brisker in Rambam. It's not, you know. It's really the Rambam. Did he quote the Rambam the shorashim?
Yes.
Oh, quote the Rambam. But say that, okay. Call me chosar mel yasar goes. But say that. Call me.
Say it.
No, it's not to say. It's a double push. Now you wrote this up last. You know. I brought this up last week, really was. Kol min choscha wa melech timloch, wo isash is melech bris alakech ma min choscha, al kol kabon chataka melech, al kol kabon chamcha melech, wo kol min choscha wa melech timloch, the two separate dinim. So one's in the gufa mincha, and one is mitzasei, veseda, shalom al Yisrael. You have to be marich that much, okay? Now, what I'd like to do is finish up this. And the truth is, to a large extent, you know, I think the siman has gotten, you know, it's like has pon chadosh bolakan. I wanted to show you something which I don't believe anyone talked about. This one I can imagine. You know, the first one, you know, okay, good. This one, let's listen to this.
Where's
okay.
The Priskarov? Where is it?
It's in the Menachos.
No, you know.
I told you last week. It's in the thing. It's. You know, it's either Tezayin or Chavs. I don't know if it's this sugi or that sugi. There are two sugis in Melech or the Chavs. I can imagine two or three sugis in Menachos that could have been. But okay, good. Beseder. Now, let me just show you something. Umipinei shenelam mizulosenu hayisid hazeh. Okay. So now, you know, he's like... I don't know if he's attacking or he's, you know, he's explaining that, you know, he got there and someone else didn't. Mishenela mizulosenu hayisid hazeh v'lo yihilgish boy klal. You know, it's almost like, you know, a shmooze, you know. Shenela mimeno v'lo yihilgish boy klal v'lo yivchim boy. I'm skipping a little bit. And then I'm skipping a little bit words. V'chule, I'm moving in, then this is later. V'chol zeh lo ya'aleim. Now he says something very, very important. Ya'aleim ele l'mi shi'ikech yikach hadvorim bashkof rishayna. Part of different translations, but it basically comes down to the same thing. Bashkof rishayna. Means he, you know, as they say, muskarisho, lofum riato. Okay? Now, listen to this. And this, you know, offhand, you read this, you say, yeah. Kmo sho'imim aleyam asholim, agav shitfei omro. Okay? Kmo she'omru oimrim aleyem asholem agav shitfei omro. What is agav shitfei omro? Kloima. Bli hisboinenus elo inyeno rishon she'olva machshovo amoroi. Okay. Vayisei hazeh Beilonu Dval Kol Akobonois, Vich Roilim Noisom, Kedeshali Ischadish Boidovo, Minatos, Loy Irbuv Klau. Shouldn't be any confusion. Kamoshi Nevai Biminyonenu, Bezes Hashem. Okay. So offhand, I can't, no. You want to add something to this? You didn't hear anyone say that. This. You see, even without understanding anything, the Rambam is very clear that he looks at this Yesod as Kilu, as the knight in shining armor, that someone who has done careful research and thinks about things carefully will come to this conclusion, and someone, who doesn't think about it and take the Inyanim seriously will not come to these conclusions. So this is upside. Oh, hey, here it is. This is it. Correct? Okay. Say them. Okay. I just want to talk about one thing. The Rambam quotes the Aleihem HaSholem. Okay. You know, you're going to I hope you smile after this, but you'll see some ownership. Kmo she'imim Aleihem HaSholem, agav shitvei omro. So what is agav shitvei omro? Is that a shevach or gnai in the Rambam? How is he using the term here?
Sounds like a gnai.
Sounds like a gnai, correct? Okay, good. Say that. And it means agav shitvei omro, it's not the proper way of Talmud Torah. Or it's not the proper way of getting to truth, to emes. Correct? And for some reason, we'll have to understand getting to the emes over here is very important, which we have to understand why it's so important, okay? Okay, correct? Did I say anything that was controversial yet? No? Okay. Now I want to read to you a tshuva. There's one of the Gdolei Achronim. In fact, I think he's buried in Vermeisa in the cemetery Mamash Mol Gdolei Yisrael. It's Sal Shuvas Chavas Yoya. Okay? Simen Kufnun Beis. He talks about this Agav Shitvei Omro. Not where the Rambam uses this, but the Gemara. Tomorrow Baba Kam, we'll see later, okay? Ho'emes Yereda, okay? I'm reading you from the Chavis Yoya. Yereda, okay? Ki maim azeh eino lignai. Rak l'shevach. Okay, can I continue reading? Can I read it again just to make it clear? Ki ve'emes yereda, okay? Ki maim azeh eino lignai rak l'shevach. He doesn't quote Ram in the Shoshim, okay? Rak l'shebach u'muflog l'fi ma'alosoy ma'dregosoy shel Rav. It's like the godless of Rav, the Amora Rav, that agav shitvei omro. Shebach. It's ma'amish ha'flog yiseira on the Amora Rav. E'ef shaloy ma'olov she'to'o betoz kizo imlo she'omu kad na'im v'shochiv. Bekitza is referring to a Gemara Bakama, which we read in Mitz Hashem, okay, of the Rav Kinayim, whatever it is, Kinayim v'shochiv omul ha'ishmaiteto. Mobile Bakam, we'll see. And Fakir, they said it's only Kinayim Vishochiv. Okay? That's the way just you'll see this, okay? Shalosh Nishalti, Shaili Nishalti, Achash Divrei Chachom Benachas Nishmoim, V'nem Mishni Hichvoit Chaveo Chachom Volecho, Kishelcho, Eich Motzino Lefomim. Kantorim v'zulzulim b'shas ki'in kanayim v'shochim rav. Omer lo shmaiteto. I'm also the ketshuvi. Hanema b'kama duchte kehena rav tshuva. Ulechein shokol mitufei b'asher b'kama duchte omer v'sheshes olav kanayim v'shochim omer rav lo shmaiteto. Kivu m'sech zivomis. Chavdalid, Kuftes, Gabakama Memzayin, Samuchay, Samuch Zayin, Nidav Samuch, because of Gimel. Okay. Mikomo komo emes yaase daokoi. Emes yaase daokoi. Ki maimo kad naim v'shochiv eno genai. Rak shevach godol umuflog shelefi malosoi umadregoso sharab. Iyef shaloi mo'olov shetol betoz gezer. Im loi sha'om loi kad naim v'shochiv. Das sagt die Chavis Yoya. It doesn't sound to me like the same thing that Ram is presenting over here. But on the other hand, you know, if you think so, but say that. Adarabha. Okay, good. Or you can say, you could say a whole different shtickle. That fakert. That it's the Maile from Rav that even though he was half asleep, he was learning. Even when he's Kadnaim Vishachim, Eret and Lamed. Okay? But whatever it is, oh, it does, it does, okay? It's like the Maile from Rav. Okay. So, okay. So I once heard from Geshen Zichayin Levochav, Geshen Zach Zichayin Levochav. Not about this Rambam and Cherish and Beis, but about this Indian of Agav Shitvei. He used to ask on it, on this Chavos Yoye, that L'chayit Dov Poshet, that one is prohibited to learn, not to learn for himself, you know, he can learn, I don't know if it's Talmud Torah or not, but learning when he's aware that other people are listening to him, and the whole law is coming out of his learning, and he's not thinking about it with his full mental faculties. L'chayit is an Easter Dusha thing, L'chayit, that's, you know, it comes out of Takola. So, he said not only it's not a shevach over here, but you can't call this gnai in Lashon Hara, because if someone learns and gives over Torah, kilu maybe even l'deiros, in a way which will be misalif the halacha, so you have to say that this shmaitata is a naim v'shochiv. And it's like Agav Shitvei Amar, and it's not to be taken seriously, because the important thing is that the Mesira and the proper halacha should be preserved. So in Torah, there's no chanifa, you know. It's true or it's not true, you know. And in Torah, Mesira Darka, and if it's a shmaitata of Naim Meshachiv. Als ich darf ihm sagen, Teure hiebe ihm ein Kampfenbo. And not only mit Teirem is Teure hiebe ihm ein Kampfenbo, even Shabbas Rabim, and even a Ksiva in Talmud Babel Lederis an Rav, oh, das so. That's what it is. Kanayim v'shochim, okay. This, and L'chira the Rambam somehow, is pointing in such direction, because he's saying on Alochas Gedolos, or the same Alochas Gedolos, with his approach and his lack of Nela Mimenu V'lo Hifchin, and it's only Muskolishon, and he didn't get to the bottom of it, and he didn't think about it seriously. Please, Bainanus, or the Chag of Shitvei Omro. So, this L'chaira is not Chavos Yoye, okay? And L'chaira is saying that it's impossible he could have said the shtickle and not come, because he's not questioning the abilities of the of the Baal Ochel Dolus as from the Goyne, whatever it is, to come to conclusions about Simon Yudbeis, Sherish Yudbeis, but he did Agav Shitfe, therefore he didn't come to this conclusion. And L'cheira, the same reason, since the Talochas Dovs, the Sefer, which is L'deiris, for Otto, that's the Mesera from Mitzvahs, whatever it is, Pesach Halacha, whatever it is, and he wrote it, B'Agav Shitfei Omra, Azoy Dachm Zogin. We have to say that it's a Shemaita of Agav Shitfei Omra. L'cheira comes out. It's Emesir Darkoi. And it's a Shmait of Agav Shitfei Omro, and Teire Hive Mechanfen Bo. And interesting, even though Otto Chofetz Chaim brings this tshuva in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, right? If you know, he brings this tshuva, okay? But even though he brings this tshuva of Chavis Yoy, he brings the Chavis Yoy's tshuva in Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Okay? However, interesting is, it's clear the Chofetz Chaim himself used the term Agav Shitfei Omra as a Gnai. Okay? Okay, this is my addition to the... To this, okay, go to say that the Rambam, putting the Rambam together, this is my addition, and that the Chofetz Chaim himself, even though he quotes Agav Shitfei Omra and Sefer Chofetz Chaim, he himself used it in an incontrovertible way, in a way that wasn't l'shevach. How do I know this? The Chofetz Chaim wrote a Mishnah Berurah, right? In the Mishnah Berurah, there's a Pialocha, it's Chofetz Chaim's, right? In the Bi'a Locha, in Simon Shin Aleph, he uses Agav Shitve as a Gnai. Okay, and I'll read it to you, decide that I'm wrong or not. Ve'rachti b'chol zeh, lo'hitzi midas godol echod, he doesn't mention his name, she'kosav lo'hokol b'zeh, Yena was Meiko, okay? Anonymously, he doesn't quote his name. But the purpose is that people should know that it's not, he wrote these marich over here, that one shouldn't have any half a minute to say like Yena. Okay? Shekosev lehokel bazeh, Agav Shitfe. Agav Shitfe. V'loi hevi ledvorov shum ta'am. V'raya, u'b'yoseh spalei shekosav shom bi'atzmoi she'achroinim osro, dover zeh, v'gam ha'chacham tzvi mechlolom, v'echolach aleim b'sforo ba'almo. So it's difficult for me to believe the setup where he sets this up, that he's learning Agav Shitfe, the way he quotes the Chofetz Chaim, that it's a shevach. Okay, maybe it is Chesed, so it's a shevach. Why did he mention him by his name? And the Gantz thinks on the side, it's certainly not a Shevach. He says, you know, I know, it's from a Baal Mados, and yes, it's Chakel, so L'cheira. L'cheira, he also is like this, okay? Let's say that. So that's what he says. So L'cheira Fakel, that since it's an Agav Shitve, an Agav Shitve is a Gnai, and not a Shevach, so he writes, the God of Echol, B'ilum Shem. Because the problem of, I guess, Lashon Hara, whatever it is. And even though the Chofetz Chaim and the Psicha, at the end of the Psicha on Omid Mem, okay, I just want to tell you the exact place, just in case you want to look for it, quote the Tshuvas Chavis Yoya. And in fact, not only he quotes, part there, he quotes it also in the Sefer, Achei Hichus Yisro Rechilus, on Omer Reish Mem Aleph to Reish Mem Gimel, he quotes the whole truth in the Chavis Yoya. Okay, let's say that. Now.
Why is it
the Ilum Shem? Oh, 1 second now. It can lead us to Yen also if you want. Maybe next Shabbos will sign that. But you know, hello, it's an Indian which you don't want to speak. You know, what? But no, you know when it's it. But if I said I didn't say anything, I look at the Shteyn Rambam. No, the Shteyn Rambam. That's what he's doing. Correct. I didn't say anything. I'll just take them. Correct? You know, when the person says a shmooze, okay, and you ask him, did he say the shmooze, or the shmooze, zakhzik alein, that's the moidate of whether it was the shmooze, or whether it was the chamitah shalteri. He, I didn't say anything. I'll just take them, right? And the Chofetz Chaim, you know, I can read you from the Bialoch and see in Shinal if you want, but that's what it is. So the shayla is taka, the shayla begs, so why did the Gemara say, rav agav shitvei? And the Rambam said on Alochas Doyleis that it's Agav Shitvei, and the Chofetz Chaim, oh, those, so you say, oh, the Chofetz Chaim is the Chofum, and then that's not the way you look at Taylor, correct? That's Taylor Pshat. The Pshat is, whenever there's a chash of takol l'deiris, and the shmua, certainly, let's start slowly. You see, we really can't evaluate what was going on in Rav's case, okay? But the halachas g'dolis over here, it's clear that this was yidua that the halachas g'dolis said, and the halachas g'dolis will see was the Ge'in HaGe'inim, and he was Dachta Baal Mem, and everyone was in Achav Omein. So if he makes a mistake over here, it's clear Takana L'Deiris. So L'Chei, you have to call him by his name. Okay. The assumption is, and we have no way of proving this one way or the other, that you see, if this Shmua was not known in Rav's name, so then you can quote it in the Gemara in Elam Shem, and there are things in the Gemara from Elam Shem. And you can say that such a thing you can't say, it's all Agav Shitvei Omer. But if it's known in Rav's name, and it's a Chashash of Takol Adiris, you have to say on Rav as Agav Shitvei Omer. L'chayah. Okay. I assume that this was not known in this Chacham's name, but the Chofetz Chaim was afraid that his psak will take a foot or in halachic arena. See, he was just stopping it, killing it, nipping it in the bud. So if it's not known and someone wants to say something, just saying like this. So there's no, the Elam Shem or not the Elam Shem, l'chayr is nimdar vivayta takola, l'chayr I would say. But then, if that's correct, I go next step. Okay, beside that. Okay. Now the next step. So if that's the case, you know. So I understand, you know, Rav, whatever he said, it's a shalat b'sak halacha or b'sak halacha. I understand it's takol aderes. Oh, but you know, I'd say, what the heck? You know, so he learns his minion like this, he learns his minion like that, you know. What's the difference? So you tell me, oh, a nafkamina, a person's Mekayash Nisha, I'm going to ask that this is the emes at 613 mitzvah or not, you know, or does it takol aderes, that you have to say, I give shit for yom? What's redman? You understand? Okay, go beseda. And to this point, no. Every single step, we're okay. One, two, three, we're okay. Correct? Okay. Now, this is the last step, okay? This is the step, okay? Now I want to quote the Rambam. There was the Sherish Aleph, okay? And before Sherish Aleph, there's a Psicha. And the Rambam writes something in the Psicha. And I'm going to read to you what he writes in the Psicha. And I read to you according to the translation of Rav Korach. You can open up, you probably have your Psicha in the front here. Each one has his volume. You can have the Psicha if you want. I'll give you any Rambam you want, and you have a Psicha, okay? There's a Psicha to the Rambam. I'm going to read to you something, okay? Okay, now. Vakasha Kolalti. Here's the psicha. I don't know, just started, I don't know exactly where to find, try to find a few. Vakasha Kolalti Oisan Hamitzvahs Beminyan. Oisi Batuach Bemizer. Vakasha Hisbarili Hoinyan Azer. The all of Bedaiti, Lachabi as a safer, Ulahaski call her mitzvah is bas kora, the low pigish will noise some psychas a safer. You have it? What page is it on?
Page Yudalev.
Page Yudalev, the
first
column.
Middle of
the first column in the Frankl's, okay? So he says, now that there's going to be a problem with translation, I'm going to show you what he says. Laskol mitzvah skol lo pirush, umnoisim psichas ha-sefer, his oire bi ha-tza'ar, keshefa, now I think that's not in the thing there, what is, he tried to translate, I spoke to him about this, his oire bi ha-tza'ar, shekfa hitzta'arti boi ze shonim. What does it say there?
That's what
it says in Kapach also? Okay. Oh, you have Kapach over there?
Yeah. It says here, Kafani Tsar Shikvan
Startigo Session. Okay, good. What does it say there? This is Chaim Heller. What does it say Chaim Heller?
Hisavarti Elasharesh Shikvar Alabadati Zeshanim Rabbis.
See, that is a major difference, okay? This says something. You're talking about the Rambam. There's something going on over here in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, which emotionally has put the Rambam into turmoil, that there's a siluf in the minyan. That's what he basically says. He says, kimat, that he was crying about it, you know, hitzda'ad, the person is in tzar, is an emotional pain, correct? So, something's going on, correct? But that's a very important thing. You have to understand that here, this line, I realized, that's when I started work on this, and I saw this line, I realized that diuk over here is very important, because mamish, the whole thing's missing, correct? Who? Okay. His ore bi hatzal, shekvar hitzta'arti bo zeshonim, who? Shaminyan shel hamitzvahis kva hishtabshu boy biinyonim shelo uchal letayer gundol muzorusom. It probably doesn't say anything like that either. It talks about terrible, terrible errors that it's impossible to even describe it. Correct? What does it say there? Well, by you, it's a similar thing. Okay, but same type of thing. Yeah. What do you have by you? Okay. Okay, beseda, okay. Lefishik, that's not so bad. That at least says something like this, okay? Lefishik, call me Sheyoga. Now, this is a very important thing, you know. Now he's talking about Yigia, and it's not Agav Shitfe. Okay? Call me Shiyoga b'minyonom o b'chibu sefer b'dovo me'akavon azois. Even if he worked on it, nimshichu kulam achaba alochas g'dolos. The base of the Yigiyah was alochas g'dolos. No one did original work to see if alochas g'dolos knew what he was talking about. Or actually was Agav Shitfe, not Agav Shitfe. Okay? Everyone took the Halachas Gedolos for granted, and it was a permutation of what the Halachas Gedolos is doing. And no one actually looked at this Indian with fresh eyes. Nimshu kulam achab Halachas Gedolos loynotu mi kavanoiso b'minyonam. It's basically this. It's only a little bit different. Because he is the makor for the Mesechah, and everyone else, you know, can you know, ashtaher aher. Okay. So it's very clear that the Rambam has come out to Mechilis that this is a terrible mistake, okay? We still have no idea what the problem is over here, okay? But that's what he says, correct? Okay, now, I just want to... So the last point, what's missing, is the Lechayis Takol Adairis, and you have to explain why. And then we understand the Agav Shittu, we understand what's going on. But without that, we don't know, okay? Correct? That's what we're standing. That's what I'm going to try to do now. Correct? Did I do anything? Each step is correct. Agav Shittvei, Rav, the Rambam, that's it. So Lechayir, what you have to say, is this what I'd say? Is the Rambam, as I explained to you, we'll work on it again, we'll talk about it, that the Rambam learns that the Gemara in Eruvin on Daf Nun Dalet, Ketzat Seda Mishnah, this Gemara in Eruvin, but that is the Gemara which describes the Mesechta, okay? And it wasn't only a peculiar limud to Moshe and Aaron and Alozer be someone and Dod Yens and Dod Vira. This is the Deris of the Lost Mesechta. And what is the Mesechta all about? It's the Mesechta of Tayyad Mitzvahs. And they gave over the Nusach B'Ksav and in the Perush, the Baal Balpeh of each Mitzvah. And that was the Mesechta. And that was the limud. And that is what the Mesechta is all about. And that's what Ram says, Lechayir, in Akdom with the Pirush Mishnayis, which you read, correct? So, it comes out then, any Netiya from Bamitosai in Minyan HaMitzvahs is a sealer for the Mesechta. Okay? See, offhand, you see, the question is, what are you studying when you study Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? So, a priori, you know, everyone would say, it says, Tayag Mitzvah Nevel Moshe Misinai, in the Tayag. So, what are the Tayag Mitzvahs in Shalom Laisos? El Zafazay, El Zafazay, Shalom Laisos. So, I don't know. So what's an afkamin? Okay, shmeit the hilchah. Well, yedein is zokvas. You know what's not. But according to the Rambam, although the Mesechta was what Mesechta was all about, and that was given over, and that was the Seder Limud, and that's the Mesechta. The Mesechta is teaching of the mitzvahs. So the question is, you know, knowing what the mitzvahs are, and knowing that's gufa, that's what the Mesechta is all about. So you can understand it's the outi boy how bishonim, and you understand it's the kol haderes, and you understand the taina because kilu because of the baloch haderes and what he said lachayla nimshchu achrav, and this mistake was continued. Everyone who touched this inyan was worked in his footsteps. And the maisa, truth is, the Rambam was very successful. Because Lamaisa is, what everything said and done, how much, wherever the few things here and there that Ramban disagreed with him, okay? He came as a knight in shining armor to save the Alok Zadalis, okay? But Lamaisa, if Pochus Yoisei accepts the Rambam, okay? And the Rambam's minion, you see, was accepted, because even at Sefer Chinuch, whatever you want, it accepts the Rambam, a hook, line, and sink, except for two places. You can't change. You have, every time you take one, you have to have two. You can't make one mistake, otherwise you're missing a mitzvah. Okay? Except for two places, basically, except the Rambam. So that's why the Rambam over here is coming out, Patuk Mechilas, of Agav Shittvei Omer Lo Hashmaitato, because this is ki'ilu asila from the etzem esera. And the same way Rav, who's the chwan, who's the godel amoroyim, and his membra has a mishkal that outflanks, you know, Rav is like, Rav, his membra will outflank everyone. So unless we'll metayre it as agav shitfei amro, uchedayme, talof gedoylois, who the Rambam, that's what he says clearly, is nimshu achrov kol kulam. So his agav shitfei has changed the arena, and we have to say it. Yen a godel echod, who the Chafetz Chaim is talking about in the Bi'alocha, you know, we also don't know. I mean, I probably, you know, you probably find out who it is, but it's not that, you know, he's not someone who has changed the arena of Alocha, is that if, you know, it could be a few people, you know, the Chafetz Chaim, nitten a bun, shalma Yisrael, so they can Elam Shem is okay. But in such a case, you have to come up to Bechilis, that the Alocha's Deleis, Agav Shitfei Omer. And that's what the Rambam's doing.
Look, there won't be a Lamaisa difference.
Is it a historical question?
No, it's not a historical question. The Masira.
So what's the Masira? The Masira is Lo Sosor? What's the address for the Masira?
No, the Masira. It's not a question. You see, in fact, I think what happened, you see, what really is going on, I think, you see, I think in the Rambam's world outlook, okay, the way he looks at things, you see, Mishneh Torah is really just compiling all the dinim of all the mitzvahs, okay? And he starts the whole Hakdomah to Mishneh Torah, if you'll notice, with Arboim Deiris. Arboim Deiris is about the Mesera. And Talmud Bavli basically is the compiling of what the Mesera is. Okay? And I assume that the whole Talmud Bavli, which we've accepted, and the Rambam says we had to accept, he goes out of his way, it says there's the Koyach in certain issues. The Rambam doesn't quote, you know, there might be difference with the Asay and the Loisaseh of Bez Nagoldo, but it has Kilu the take of a Bez Nagoldo, because it's set by Kal Yisrael. That's what he talks about. Kilu the Bezin of Avinu of Ashi, and he talks about the Mesera of Ma'aboyim Deiris. So the whole Talmud Bavli, our Mesera, is the Mesera of Talmud Bavli, correct? And if someone will come and say Kilu Talmud Bavli, you know, there's Rapal and Yom Ram would say, you know, there's nothing to talk about. What the Talmud Bavli is really doing is ki'ilu, is incorporating, explaining how this Mesera reflected itself, which is ki'ilu, the culmination of what happened for Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the culmination of the Tayag Mitzvahs. I think that's what's going on. That's why he looks at Tayag Mitzvahs. So I think, okay, I'll explain to you if you have to, I'll tell you something, okay. So the Moshe, you see, if someone will come and tell you that the Talmud Bavli, they weren't kilu, not the Balim on the Masorah Torah Shebiksav, and there might be quotations of Psukim in the Talmud Bavli, which and they might make, you know, they might make some droshes or whatever it is, which I don't know, the halacha, not halacha, I don't know, whatever, you know, and the psukim might not be like that, okay? Is that kfira? Or the Moshe, Magia Sefer Torah, and the Talmud Bavli says to do a certain way. Do we write a Sefer Torah according to Talmud Bavli? Even the Talmud Bavli is like, oh, that's the Messiah, right? So what's the answer? The Gemara Chulin in Eilat Treifus says Kidaloima is two words of Shitachas, correct? Did you open up in Lech Lecha how Kidaloima is spelled in our Sefer Torah? It's spelled as one word. So I think is what's going on is the Rambam is presenting the Mesera of Talmud Bavli as the culmination of what's Nogeya to minyan mitzvahs and dinim and nihugim and how we have to act. What's written in the Sefer Torah? It could be the Natva. It is true, okay? It is true that the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Lishkan HaGozes, with the Baalim Torah Shebiksav also. And how do I know that? Because the Shteitin Rambam, the Geshe is called Shteitin Rambam, in Eruz Melochim, that the Magia Sefer Torah Shemelech, the Sanhedrin wasn't, he didn't send the Magia, it was the Sanhedrin. From the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin Shen Shlichim, to Magia the Sefer Torah Shemelech. So it means they were the Baalim Torah Shebiksav. It's not clear to me that the Talmud Bavli is a Baalim Torah Shebiksav at all. But it is clear to me that the Rambam is setting up that the Baalis of Talmud Bavli is a Baalis of Mesira. And that's why he goes, why is he talking about the Abayim Deus in the middle, in the beginning of the Hagdama? And what is the Mesira about? I think the Rambam learned that this Mesira, which we were talking about, which was the beginning of Limud, of Ketzad Seida Mishnah, or this was the Mesira. And it was just building and trying to understand the dealing of the mitzvahs, and that's what Mishnah Torah is all about. The Mishnah Torah is the compilation of all the dinim and the mischadish and all the xeris and all different things that were nogeya to the tayag mitzvahs. And that's why the Rambam sets up Mishnah Torah's tayag mitzvahs. And that's why Otsefa mitzvahs is the center of everything. And that's why it's the Alti Boy Shalom Rabbis. Okay?
That's it. Lo Sasser? That's what I'm hearing.
I don't know. You see, I don't know. You see, you're talking about... You're talking about Luis Sosso. You see, there are two different issues over here. You're talking about Luis Sosso in terms of if they're going to be a Hurrah in terms differently than the Hurrah of the Sanhedrin, of the Talmud Bavli, okay? See, here there's no Luis Sosso because they didn't make any Hurrah, okay? They didn't make any Hurrah about what the Tayag Mitzvahs are, okay? It's just as blameless from what they say to try to understand how they looked at things, okay? But what really is this is the basis. For example, you have a building, which is the Mesira, okay? And the building block, the foundation of that Mesira, is Tayag Mitzvahs. And knowing what they are and having them, okay? So you're basically telling you, in other words, that Staya is you claiming that the basis upon which our Mesirah, what we understand Mesirah, is a Tos. I can't tell you what din it is, but it's all I would tell you is it's a Tzilah for the Mesirah. And that's the Rambam's looking at it. It's not all I'm just trying to tell you. The Rambam clearly understood this. It's not what counting over here. It's not Shaila. You see, the Ramban, if you see the Ramban in Cherish Aleph, the Ramban doesn't learn this is the case to say the Mishnah. And the Etzem Messiah wasn't a Messiah from Tag Mitzvahs. And maybe the whole thing doesn't exist, okay? And maybe it's Tam Chuk Gimmich. The Ramban, at the beginning, is not 100% clear about this, okay?
It might not be
Tag
Mitzvahs,
but we'll look at the beginning. We're getting, okay, we'll say, okay. But, you know, all I'm just trying to tell you, according to the Ramban, this is Mami Shiseli Yisaydis, okay? But you know what the Kuli Peli is over here? Okay. So I would have told you if what I'm saying is correct, which it could be that it is, and it could be that it's not, okay? But the Rambam should have written the Sefer Mitzvahs on the basis of this Sal, okay? But he doesn't. He says Hitaka was Mitzdayeh, but he didn't do anything about it. He wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs because he wanted to write Mishnah Torah. And in order to write Mishnah Torah, you have to have, you can't begin to talk until you have the basis because you have to organize Mishnah Torah. So it's Mamish, he said this, and it bothers, he's mitzvah about it. You know, I thought, okay, we got to live on. We have all the tough keys of life. We got to write the Mishnah Torah. Then we, you know, just look at what he says. Okay, he's going. That's I'm just being honest with you, okay? But it's all I'm just trying to tell you, okay? I don't tell you anything more. I don't have anything more to say about this, okay? But I want to tell you something. It's clear to me, very clear to me, okay, that the Rambam felt this is something very, very important. And as being something important, somebody making a toes, which there could be a takola deres, then the mitzvah is to come out the tupu mocholos and say agav shitfe omul rosh maita. But it's very interesting, okay? I want to add something, and maybe I'm missing it, okay? You see, doesn't whatever the Gemara says, Agav Shitfei Omel Rosh Maita, it says Kinayim V'Shochiv, okay? Rav was saying it half asleep, okay? So, you know, you can hit him why he was talking to Talmidim half asleep. You know, in that half asleep, there's Takiz Maila that he Geret Lalman, but it wasn't that with his full faculties, he was writing something without thinking it through, or saying over something without thinking it through. The Gemara is clearly saying on Rav, Kinayim V'Shochiv, Omro Hashmaikita. Since it was Naim Shochav, so we understand, okay? He might not have, you know, been aware of, you know, how Naim Shochav he was, and he said it, whatever it was, but that's why it was Agav Shitfei, okay? We understand why it's Agav Shitfei. And Aloch Zedilis, we don't understand it. Because Aloch Zedilis wasn't Naim Shochav. Aloch Zedilis was writing a sefer, Gaskashribim. And he put it out. There's something here much worse than that. See, the Gemara, whatever, you see, I'm just trying to say, when the Gemara adds, Kinayim, see, the Chofetz Chaim Ali, see, he could have said another teretz that once you say Naim V'Shochiv, maybe you can say the name, okay? But when you publish a Sefer, you can't say Naim V'Shochiv, okay? So in this Gadol Echad, and Aloch Adonis, you can't say Naim V'Shochiv, okay? You certainly can't do that, okay? So you can say maybe that's the answer, I don't know, okay? But in Aloch Adonis, whatever it is, there's no Naim Meshachav. And Rav, there is. So it could be Naim Meshachav is a Taina, okay?
I don't know the cases. It's clear in the Gemara that we have documented evidence that he was Naim Meshachav, or we're just, after the fact, we heard such a thing, and we say, he must have been half asleep.
Okay, good. You can, but in other words, okay.
So Gag also must have been half asleep.
But you don't, no.
You don't publish the book half asleep.
You don't publish.
No, he wrote the book, he was saying. Had to reread it.
Okay, I don't know. You're okay with it? This is what I would say. But after it, you know, you don't want to, you know, it's all beseder. That's what I'm just pointing out. You notice the Ram doesn't add the Kinayim V'Shochiv Omer Rav L'Hashmaitita. And the Gemara is very careful about it. So the Gesh and the Chayr is correct that you shouldn't say something over. For example, let me ask you something, okay? Person on Purim, okay, a Shiva. He drinks and he drinks and he drinks and gets a little high and then says and says certain things in Taylor, which he might be you can say whatever you want. I'm not even saying who it might, I'm not even saying it ever happened, okay? So the question is, you know, first of all, should you be allowed to talk in Torah or say a Hirah? To say, for example, Shik al Yoyre, right? The Chedisa Hirah, the Ganser does have them. Why? Because since you don't have your full faculties, you can't be Meira, correct? So when a person's half asleep, he also is somewhat Shikah, or he's sleep deprived, or whatever. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. But as much as you shouldn't do it, okay, but you can melamed tzchus on the person who says something which is mistaken, okay? That's a limud tzchus. Besides, I'm not trying to say that he should have done what he did, but you melamed tzchus in post facto, how he could have said such a thing was because he was under the influence of alcohol or because he was sleep deprived. Or because he was half asleep, or whatever it is, okay? But a person publishes safe, he can't say that. Okay. But I'm just telling you, so maybe you could have said from the Chofetz Chaim's world that it could be a shevach of Agav Shitvei Mitznayim Shochet. I don't know. And maybe that's the reason why he didn't publish the Golgotha. But on the Rosh Gedolus, you can't say Naim Shochet and it's Agav Shitvei and the Ram Taka writes like that. That's all I wanted to say. So I just want to tell you, you know, if andere zogen they have what to say on this Rambam, is Adama, but I thought that there'd be an insight into these words over here that I thought it's absolutely amazing. Okay. This is now. Okay. Now, I think basically... Okay, this is the end of the Rambam in Sherish Yudbeis. Where are we standing? What time is it now?
10 a.m.
Okay. Let's say like this, okay? You know, okay, I was thinking of running through the Ramban and just giving you, ideas. What I really wanted to do now is, after this, is to go back to Sherish Aleph again and just try to... And take care of Purushim Mikobol and take care and build the thing again from the beginning. But I just thought that Sherish Yudbeis was just you just can't understand what he's talking about. And I thought there was a major contribution to try to understand what he's talking about. And, you know, the truth is, you know, the amazing thing in it is that he talks so much, like how much of a contribution he's making, and you read it, you don't know what he's talking about. So what I want to do is, you should understand what he's talking about. Okay. If you want, before I go back to go through the Rambans, just to give you a fast, one sheet to go through the Rambans very fast, there's no problem. But I'd like to really go back to Sherish Aleph, okay? But you also have to decide, I guess you can